Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Options include Phil's Breakfast with Hill's Pepper Bacon, the Carlton Frank's Pork Loin, or the Rancher's Breakfast with Portage Bay's French Toast. Information at PortageBayCafe.com.
I'm really excited to welcome the new Triumph to the KNKX studios today. Firstly, because they were generous enough to play the first ever KNKX New Cool Stage at last year's Folklife Festival. Secondly, and most importantly, this is a fantastic group, and their album Keep On Pushing from last year is one of my favorites. You can check them out this Saturday night. They're open up for Industrial Revelation at Nectar, and you'll find them on February 2nd at Vito's in Seattle. Bassist Camilo Estrada leads the group, writes most of the material, equal parts Latin jazz, funk, Afrobeat, modern soul. And this is quite a band he's got in the studios today. Behind the drums is Adam Kessler. Mark Hager plays keys. That's Aria Pytel on guitar. Robbie Beasley at the trumpet. Special guest Ariel Louds playing sax today. And Ricardo Guiti adding percussion and vocals. In fact, Ricardo will be leading off our first song, singing a traditional melody. And before we hear it, can you translate, Ricardo?
Certainly. In ancient traditional wisdoms from Africa, most of the natural forces are associated with energies. So this particular song that we're singing is going to be paying homage to the natural force associated with destiny, goodness, associated with things that we want in our lives. So it's interesting because them tasty donuts is a sweet food. And so even though it has deeper meaning behind the song, you know, a lot of folks don't know that. So we give that name to it. However, there's a deeper meaning behind it when we pay homage to that, which is associated with sweetness, that natural force of that natural energy. Elegua Eshuadara.
Excellent. Let's get into it with the new Triumph live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. The New Triumph live on 88.5 KNKX. Their latest record's called Keep On Pushing. You can find them on Saturday night at Nectar, opening up for Industrial Revelation. Sisters also on that bill. And track them down, headlining the show at Vito's on February 2nd before they head off on a tour down Oregon way. Great to have the band here. Camilo Estrada, the band's leader, main composer on bass. Tell us a little bit about your musical background. Is it a jazz background? Has it always been electric bass versus acoustic bass?
Well, first, I'd like to just thank you for having us. We're thrilled to be here, and I personally appreciate, especially your new show, New Cool, is awesome. As far as my background, I guess I didn't really. I came to jazz a little later. Mm. I came more from funk is really what first got me going. Like Bootsy Collins is like kind of one of the main guys got me into bass. Hip hop first and then funk and then kind of expanded outwards from there.
So yeah. Tell us about forming this band. I think the first record, Starship Estrada, came out 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. What was the idea in forming the New Triumph?
I just felt like there was music that I was coming up with that I wanted to hear, and so just had to do it. And
songs first. Now, on that first song, Dem Tasty Donuts, Dem Donuts Tasty, yeah. is from Keep On Pushing. Uh-huh. And with the version we heard is different from the one on the album, without vocals on the album. And mm-hmm. I wonder, do the songs keep evolving even after you've recorded them?
Yeah, I think we can definitely say that they all evolve. Like we're always tweaking little bits here and there, you know, or something might come out in a performance that we all like. Oh, let's keep that in there, because they're always changing a little bit, you know, with improvisation as well. So, and we like to keep some parts of them sometimes. Yeah.
I'd like to get a little bit more detail on how a song comes together. Is the main songwriter who welcomes a lot of contributions from the rest of the band.
Definitely.
This next one's a new one. So tell us about how Tantos Años evolved.
Well, that one I was sitting at the piano at my sister's house, and she had some sheet music to a song that my great uncle wrote, who I didn't find out who was a bass player until after I started the bass. This song really sounds nothing like his song. His is more like a standard jazz type sound, but I really like the chords, and so I just started kind of fiddling around with the chords, and that's how it kind of came out. Yeah.
And when did the band contribution have how did that change the sound of the song?
Well, yeah, it always like I might come in with a certain conception, but then you know you start hearing things live and people have ideas, and so they're you know just kind of incorporating those, so they always turn out a little differently than maybe I initially intended, for sure.
All right, let's hear that, how this song sounds for today anyway. The New Triumph live on 88.5.
Thank you.
The new Triumph live on 88.5 KNKX with a new one called Tantos Años. Camilo Estrada featured on bass. He's the main songwriter. Adam Kessler drums, Ricardo Guiti at the percussion and vocals, Aria Loud at sax, Aria Pytel at the guitar, Robbie Beasley trumpet, Mark Hager keyboards. Great solo there, Mark. Nice stuff. Yeah. So Camilo, we talked a little bit about writing music for the band. I want to talk a little bit about performing with the band as the bass player and leader. I love watching you guys play. Camilo is in the back of the band. Actually, for those of you listening on the radio, we've got him on a pedestal right in the front. But no, it seems like at times you can really just sink into the meditative kind of groove of the bass. But at the same time, you've got to be aware of what your band is doing. Am I right?
Yeah, correct. And I think moving forward, like, that pedestal is really going to help me so I can look down upon the band.
You're right.
And scowl if I need to, or, you know.
How much leading is necessary on the bandstand? Do you think you guys are just ready to go when you hit the band?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, there's not a whole lot of leading that that I need to do. But definitely, I'm definitely cueing things for sure. But at this point I can count on other people to cue things, like, especially coming out of solos, like, you know, you tell us when you're ready.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's kind of a mix. Yeah. But I can't completely zone out either.
Cause, right.
Yeah.
Speaking of a mix, one of my favorite things about this band is that it just kind of ebbs and flows within different styles. I hear a little bit of Latin. I hear a little bit of Middle Eastern. I hear a little bit of African, Caribbean, and of course, American blues and soul through the middle of it. This band is really a lot about rhythm and percussion. And Ricardo, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the percussion that you add into the band. Are you thinking of any specific things from your own history to bring into the music, or is this something you work out with Camilo? This song needs a little bit of this or a little bit of that.
Well, you know, I think Camilo was talking about it. He might have touched on it. Music is a universal language that unites us all. I'm partial, but the drum is the primordial messenger. So having said that, you know, you just bring in all kinds of different flavors from all around the world, because no matter where you go, you're going to find a drum. And it helps a lot to have my brother Adam right here with me. And also, you know, everyone else, everyone contributes their own little thing to that donut to make it even sweeter. So,
damn, so, donut's tasty, I tell you what. Camilo, I also wanted to talk about the difference between the first album, Starship Estrada, and the new one, Keep On Pushing, about 4 years in between. Do you think the band is just doing a slightly updated version, or has there been a lot of progression and evolution in the band?
I'd say it's, yeah, just a steady progression, I would like to think. I feel it's just kind of been a steady progression as we develop, for sure. Yeah.
Any plans for a new record? I mean, it's only been a few months since Keep On Pushing.
Yeah.
Another 4 year wait, you think?
No, I don't want to wait as long this time. And I think we have just about enough material to get another record out, new material. So, I would like to do that at some point. Hopefully, maybe within this next year, something like that. Yeah.
Excellent. You can check out the band Saturday night. They're at Nectar. Open up for Industrial Revelation. Sisters also on that bill. And check them out February 2nd. They're headlining at Vito's in Seattle before taking their show down Oregon way. This next one takes us back to the first album, Starship Estrada. And I want to get a little audience participation, as on the record, there's a little interstitial with the guys in the studio introducing the song. So that's what our audience will do today. Ready, everyone? One, two, three. Nalgas! Exploration with the New Triumph live on 88.5 KNKX. Their latest record is called Keep On Pushing, and check out Starship Estrada as well, the first record. And you'll find the band opening for Industrial Revelation and Sisters on the bill at Nectar. That's coming up Saturday night. And find the New Triumph at Vito's February 2nd. That's Camilo Estrada on the bass, Adam Kessler drums, Ricardo Guiti at the percussion, Ariel Loud sax, Robbie Beasley trumpet, Aria Pytel guitar, and Mark Hager at the keyboards. The New Triumph, thank you all so much for being here. Heck of a show. Thanks also to the members of our leadership circle. Your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances possible. Big thanks to our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe. And thanks to John Kessler for handling the audio production.